Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show for you, we're playing a full hour of music for you. The last two tracks we listened to were Total Chroma's Red State. That one's featuring Devours, and following that was Ringfinger with Chamber of Roses, the Joey Chaos remix of that song. And hey, that's me. You can check out Devours next week at Green Auto as part of the Alternative to Pride Anti-Corporate Pride Festival. It is the ultimate community queer event. It's curated by Devours. It's featuring Devours. It's featuring Soyjoy. It's featuring Masank. It's going to be an awesome night. So really looking forward to that show. I'm going to be there on August 4th for sure. We're going to be going down this dark, spooky path of music, and up next we got some Section Tyrants with Systematic Letdown, and following that we're going to be playing Tell Me from Vancouver's post-punk heroes, Spectres. We'll be right back.
Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and we are coming up to the end of today's episode of Oh No Radio here on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last tracks that we listened to were Systematic Letdown by Section Tyrants, and following that was the track Tell Me by Spectres. And for the last two tracks of the show, we're going to take a little audio journey over to Vancouver Island, where they got a spectacular music scene happening over there, specifically in Nanaimo and the Central Island region. I just spent like 3/4 of the last month and a bit over on the island, and folks, I got to say, it was pretty nice. Anyways, we got two tracks for you coming from the Mid-Island region. The first one is Kickin' It by Nanaimo's Sex the Band. And the last track of the day is one that's from the vault. It is a recently rediscovered track by Operator 2. And the song is called No Regrets. I want to thank everybody for listening to today's show. Be sure to stay tuned for the show coming up next, Revolutionary Radio, for the best in 60s, garage, rock, surf, punk, alternative, all sorts of great stuff. And if you want to see what other great programming we have over at CJSF, just head on over to cjsf.ca. We got programming, ways you become involved. Rumor has it there's a secret CJSF app coming out. I don't know if I was allowed to tell anyone that. I don't know if other people are saying that on the air already, but that's going to be kind of cool. I think it's going to be a fun way to listen to the radio. But for now, we're on the radio. We're going out into outer space in a little while with these airwaves. And before we head out there, it's going to your ears. Take care. Be good to each other. Have a good day. And bye-bye.
See me throwing eyes at the crack in the door. Ain't ever gonna see me sitting down no more. Come back up like you never been drunk before. I won't worry about it now. Come back later when I'm by myself. Might have to start over, but I'm never going back again. I'm kicking it. Cause fuck you. I'm kicking it. Cause fuck you. Maybe one more show to figure out. So stepping on my own, living out of my own mouth, and go back home like there's anything left for me there. And turn right round, little, little light out of my eyes. Everybody left the floor in venture.
Let it get me. This is Bird Note. Throughout much of North America, the great blue heron graces waterways, ponds, and lakes. Standing silent as frogs call out, they peer into the water looking for fish and amphibians before striking out with their long bill. So, it might be a surprise to find a great blue heron stalking across a field, not a drop of water in sight. Is this heron just confused or ill? Well, sometimes herons will leave the waterside in pursuit of prey on land, such as big insects, frogs, even small rodents. These birds are crafty predators, and their skills can also work well in grasslands and crop fields. So, no cause for alarm if you see a heron in a yard or park away from the water. The bird will probably fly off once catching plenty of prey. Just when you think you know everything about a bird, they'll find a way to surprise you. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note is provided by Ellen Blackstone from Edmonds, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Vancouver Art Gallery presents the Vancouver-based artist Mary Corey's most recent work, I Love, in the gallery's first floor rotunda until November 19, 2023. Paying homage to the calligraphic nature of Arabic in her work, Corey draws inspiration from Henry Moore's sensuous sculptures and Zaha Hadid's organic architectural structures. To learn more about this exhibition, visit vanartgallery.bc.ca.
Broadcasting on